Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Behind home plate, we bringing it to them all day. All day, you know what's up? Welcome to Birdland. Birdland. Win or lose, we bringing it to you always. Always, you know what's up? Welcome to Birdland. Orange or black, we rebuild the pack. No matter where we at, you know we coming back. Section 336, we on this, so tune in. You know what's up? Welcome to Birdland. Yeah, yeah. Welcome to Birdland. You know what's up?
Come the boys from Section 336.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Baltimore sports fans of all ages, welcome to Section 336, the next generation of Baltimore sports talk. I am your endearingly stuttering host, Matt Sroka. As always, I'm joined by the button lover, Josh Sroka.
Yep, a bunch of 40-year-old men doing the next generation of Baltimore sports talk.
Yeah, that's how we roll.
I don't think we've used that slogan in a while, but I mean, compared to like the internet, compared to radio, we're definitely the next generation.
Yeah, all the talk right now, Josh. Have you heard about this? All the talk within education circles is this new AI typing. Are you aware of this thing?
No. What's AI typing? Is it? Don't tell me. It's like official typing that includes emojis or like shorthand, like LOL.
No, like this is like kids are getting computers to write their essays. Teachers can now just kind of let the computer do all their writing prompts.
Oh, AI.
And kids can respond. Yeah, with the like the computer will write the essay for you pretty much. You put in a couple of bits of information and the computer writes the essay.
Okay, so is the talk in the education circles, like how do we catch this?
There's like a debate. Is this good? How can teachers use this? Because some teachers are using it to like do writing prompts.
This can't be good. This isn't. There's nothing about this that is good.
Okay. Well, I heard one, for example, an English teacher on TikTok talking about it, and she was like, she uses this to deconstruct essays. So they have like the computer with the intro, then they go back and look at kind of what the computer did, where they put the topic sentence, and like kind of analyzed the computer paragraph.
But how does the kid learn to write? Or are we making just stupid kids?
But Josh, if the computer can write emails, like Grammarly now can write half your email, at some point, like what's the point? So why does it even matter?
So I've been given demos of podcast editing and software. Where I can run the podcast through the software, it gives me an article. It types out and gives me a text of our entire conversation of the whole podcast for an hour, all the text versions. Then it lets me go in there and rewrite the text and then hit a button and it transfers it to everything I typed is then how the podcast sounds in your and my voice.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there is getting a little creepy in point of, in 10 years, are people listening to podcasts with humans or is AI driving what we're listening to?
Josh, this is encouraging for us because our podcast, we could continue faithfully doing a podcast every week, every Monday or Tuesday night, long after we're dead.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, at what point do we have AI listeners? So our listenership goes up with computers. How are we going to count that? But you're right.
Yeah.
I like the idea. If one of us gets knocked out, the show can go on.
We've said enough words that, I'm sure we can cover any future iteration of the Orioles team with words we've already used.
I bet I could. You're right. Forget a computer. This is, what's this, episode 495. And that's just the ones we counted. There were many others that we didn't put numbers on. So over 500 recordings, I could make it. I could edit this together to make us say anything.
Anything. It's true. We don't even need to do new podcasts ever. I mean, you could just do your thing with the computer and we could just, you know.
This, you know, you're right.
Spit out old podcasts.
This is Christmas week. Is this even a real podcast? Or is this an AI generated of our first 494?
It should be an AI generated one. Eventually, we're going to get there. If we're truly the next generation of Baltimore Sports Talk, that's where we should be at.
Especially the off season, we just type in keywords. Here, for 6 weeks, talk about these free agents that might possibly come to the Orioles.
Yeah. I mean, Josh, you predicted it last week. Nothing would happen this week.
No, we signed
a
guy.
You're right. Nothing happened. Yeah.
No, we signed a guy. We've got a catcher.
Oh yeah, we traded. Yeah,
we traded for McCann. Catcher, yeah. We made a move. We will talk about that. We made a move. You know what AI cannot do though yet?
What's that?
Is emotion and humor. There's many things where an AI could not do this podcast, and you can't have two AIs interact the way you and I interact. Not yet. It's coming. All right.
I think we're pretty close to that point though.
It's coming.
Pretty close.
We'll see. So it's our first one after Christmas. How was your Christmas?
My Christmas was, it was chill. It was fine. Just stayed here with the wife and the kids. Quiet, kind of hanging around the house. Christmas day. It was good. It was chill.
That's great.
How was yours?
I had Christmas down here with my girls. Then we went to Georgia. And had Christmas weekend in Georgia, and I just walked in the door about 40 minutes ago.
Oh, nice. Welcome back.
So it's been a little bit of a whirlwind Christmas, not a restful Christmas like I would have liked, but still good and a great time.
Yeah, that's what kind of we designed Christmas Day to be, real chill. And now we're going to travel and the craziness is kind of about to happen. But at least Christmas was relaxing. Yep. Josh, was there a lot of Orioles swag gifts going around at your house?
Oh, that's a good question. Was there... A little bit. Owen got a Austin Hayes autographed jersey.
Okay, you're not concerned about him being traded at any week, any day.
I am not concerned about Austin Hayes being traded.
Okay,
should I be? Am I missing some rumors? I thought Santander was who we're trading. What am I missing?
You're not missing anything. But if one were to argue, if there is a weak link in the outfield, I think. Of those three players, Mullins, Santander, and Hayes, some would argue that Hayes might be the weakest link out of those three.
But I would argue,
if you're looking to upgrade, that might be the spot.
But I would argue you need Hayes because of the left field depth. Because of moving that wall back means you need to kind of sacrifice for speed.
Because there's no other fast, talented, good-armed outfielders out there.
I'm just saying I'm not worried about Austin Hayes.
All right. I'm pro Austin Hayes. I hope he has a really good year. So I'm glad he stayed healthy last year, and I hope he has a really good year this year.
So that was handed out. Owen got some baseball cards. So in those, I guess they have Legends of the Game. So he was excited that there was a Cal Ripken Jr. card.
Okay.
So he was excited to bring that to me, knowing that's my favorite player of all time. How about you? You got some baseball, some Orioles stuff going on in your house?
Christmas. No, not really, actually. I was thinking
how did you not get Silas anything Orioles related?
I know. Well, I mean, Emily did most of the shopping, and as he was opening the presents, I was thinking about, I probably should have gotten him. He got a piggy bank in the shape of a baseball. I guess it's not a piggy bank anymore. It's a baseball bank. But yeah, he got a baseball shaped little bank.
A coin bank. We get it. Money bank.
Right. To put coins in, and also dollar bills. If you fold them up, you can stick them in there.
Yeah,
but
a few people,
no, as far
next
as
generations, definitely all over coins and paper money.
Yeah, absolutely. No, you can put. I'm sure you can put NFTs in there or whatever as well if you wanted to.
Right.
And then of course I got him the Trump trading card. That's the closest we got to baseball
no,
cards.
The
new Trump.
You did not get him the Trump trading card.
No, there was no. But yeah, I guess I swung and missed on the. Baseball. I mean, he has baseball shirts, and yeah, and he's at that age too, where like at five, if I got him a signed Austin Hayes, like he wouldn't appreciate a signed Austin Hayes jersey like Owen Wood. He's just a little bit young for that. But and I think when we see our mom and dad, he's gonna have a few more baseball things from our mom and dad.
All right, cool.
I don't know why I'm keeping it secret, like, but no, he really wanted some new bases for when we play baseball.
Oh, the good idea for some wiffle ball.
Yeah, and he's gonna get a new tee. Yeah.
Yeah, I was hoping the Zany one was gonna be joining us tonight, but I guess he's still traveling. So he's on his way to my home, but won't be here until after tonight's episode.
Yeah, he's all over the baseball swag with Albie.
How Albie got it, because he always goes all in on Albie with the Orioles memorabilia. He's much
better. Well, not just Orioles. I think he got a bunch of T-shirts from all different teams last year.
Just, I mean, with the love of baseball.
Yeah, so absolutely.
I'm sure Bert covered that enough for the two of us.
Yeah.
So
it's true. I went shopping today, though. I always do my post Christmas Day shopping. Get some good deals
out
there.
What'd you get? What can you get a good deal on post-Christmas that's not Christmas decorations?
I got a puzzle, 40% off.
Was it a Christmas theme?
No, it was a Guinness-themed puzzle. No, the local toy store, walking distance from my house, shop local people, 40% off the entire store. 40% off the entire, 75% off Christmas, if you want to go that route, but 40% off the entire store.
Okay.
I got a couple things.
I did go shopping today, too. I went to the hardware stores.
Okay.
So,
and I went to GameStop because I had to get a memory card for the Switch.
Did you get him MLB The Show for the Switch?
No, he can play that on PlayStation.
Okay, all right.
I'm not getting the same game for two systems. That's too far.
Got it.
Yeah. All right.
Enough Christmas recap.
I
got some nice new headphones, though, to help out the podcast.
Oh, are you wearing them right now?
Yeah, because my headphones were acting up, so I wanted to get some nicer ones.
Nice.
I figure after 10 years, it's time for a new pair.
Yeah. Was that a Christmas present that you bought yourself for yourself?
No. I put it on my Christmas list of what I wanted. Do you do that where you put make a list of what you want as an adult? Like, here's stuff I've been putting off buying so someone else can buy it for me.
Yeah, I guess I do that a little bit. I mean, I was thinking for my birthday, I assumed like that Emily wanted to get me anything for my birthday, which is fine. Like, we're not big into gifts. So I like bought myself something for my birthday. Like, I think I'm at the age now where I honor my special occasions by just buying myself stuff instead of having someone else buy it for me.
Yeah,
I'm fine with.
I used to do that, but now I have people in my life that want to buy me presents.
Okay,
so I make a list.
Yeah, no. Really, so I'm like the old you. I'm like the old you. So where you had to buy yourself stuff.
Well,
I'm heading down that road, Josh.
Let's hope you're not quite headed down that road. Let's hope there's a little difference between you and where I was in that path.
Yeah, for the record, this is a mutual thing. We don't buy stuff for each other, and we both feel okay about it.
Okay, see, mine was one way.
Right, see, that's
mine
a problem.
Mine was one way. All right, got it.
Ours is mutual.
Got it.
All right, so let's get into the one move that happened, and then I have some New Year's resolutions slash maybe you call them Christmas wish lists for the Orioles.
All right, let's get into Mr. James.
Yep, James McCann. We found our backup catcher, traded for from the Mets. So we got him from the Mets for the good old player to be named later, and Cash.
And we're told the player to be named later is like we gave them a list of five guys or something that are nowhere near our top guys. And said, "Here, take one of these scraps before we cut them."
I'm still never sure how that works. Like, when, like, I know the team has time to decide, but how does what McCann does for us, does that have any influence on who the player to name later? Like, I never just know how they decide which player becomes player to be named later.
Yeah, I never understand it, because what if a month from now, the Mets are saying, "Well, I want this guy," and the Orioles are saying, "Well, no, never mind, we don't want that guy." Like, how does player to be named later work? I don't know. I've never.
Yeah, like, why can you decide later, but you can't decide now?
Let's see.
So, and maybe it's different in each situation, and maybe, like, I like, yeah, I don't know,
I don't know,
but
it's But we hear it all the time, and I've never heard a story of it not working out. I know. All right, so I pulled it up on Wikipedia, and it says the deal must be closed within 6 months of the conclusion of the rest of the trade. So they've got 6 months to settle on this guy.
And but what? Do they have a list of five guys, and they can literally choose from these? They have 6 months to decide from these five guys?
So I guess so. I don't know. Do they wait and see?
Yeah, like, is it because they haven't been able to scout them enough, and so they want to? Yeah, it's just it's a weird situation. But you're right. There's
four times in Major League Baseball history, the player to be named later has been for himself. Four times in Major League Baseball, for instance, the Orioles traded James McCann for a player to be named later, and 6 months from now, the player to be named later is James McCann.
What, like he went back to the Mets?
Yeah, four times.
In 6 months? Oh, yeah. That's wild. Yeah. I was wondering, Josh, if there is like the Rule 5. We also talk about like famous Rule 5 guys, like your Darren O'Day, your Jose Bautista, more recently your Tyler Wells, right, and your Santander, of like successful players who are Rule 5. Are there any like successful player to be named, like people who were a player to be named later, who then went on to be
productive players? Right in front of me. In 1996, the Twins made a trade with the Seattle Mariners, and later on for a guy named Dave Hollins, and a player to be named. And months later, they found out that the player to be named would be David Ortiz, who, of course, ended up being in the Hall of Fame. So he's probably the biggest notable player to be named. But Trey Turner has also been as a player to be named. And Dave Winfield was a player to be named, but that got screwed up by the strike in 1994. And Matt just dropped out. So hopefully Matt will be back in a moment. The wait is over. DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbooks app, is officially live in Maryland. Now you can legally bet on all your favorite sports at DraftKings anytime, anywhere, right here in Maryland. For a limited time, new customers can sign up with the promo code SECTION336. That's section and the numbers 336, all one word. Will receive $200 in free bets instantly. DraftKings has the best features, including same-game parlays, unlimited player props, and more with the fast and easy payouts right at your fingertips. DraftKings Sportsbook is where I go for all my sports betting needs. If you're visiting Maryland, so we can hop on the app. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use the promo code SECTION336 to get $200 in free bets instantly when you place a $5 bet on anything. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook with the code SECTION336. Please play responsible. For help, visit mdgamblinghelp.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus, must be physically present in Maryland. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. Bonus issued as free bets. See DraftKings.com/MD for full terms and conditions. Here he comes. Now, Matt, you dropped out. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, my audio is not working. All right.
Did you hear? Well, I can hear you. Did you hear any of the names I just listed?
No, I heard none of them.
All right. David Ortiz, Trey Turner, Dave Winfield were all players to be named later.
Wow. That's a good list right there.
It's not.
So we could be screwed.
That's the highlights of the list.
Okay.
Right. We could be screwed. We could have traded the next Hall of Famer.
Oh, man. No, but I would assume like 99% of those trades are guys that never make it out of the minors.
Player to be named later is generally a minor league player or journeyman major leaguer. Right. Very few are known star quality at the time of the trade.
Yeah. The other thing to make note about the James McCann trade is the cash or whatever. So that's the other one that's weird, cash considerations. But this was pretty clear with the cash.
That's based on performance, right?
No, well, James McCann signed a contract with the Mets last year, two or three years, whatever. He was set to make $24 million over the next 2 years. The Orioles owe McCann $5 million for the next 2 years. So $2.5 million a year is what the Orioles are on the hook for. So the Mets are eating the rest of that contract.
Yeah, the $19
million. Right. And so for us, right, very much a low-risk deal financially, very affordable for a backup catcher. The question, of course, is how will he perform? A lot of people pointed out that his offensive numbers last year looked very similar to the numbers of Chirinos last year, which is not a compliment. Last year, McCann batted 195 with the Mets. Right. So it doesn't look like offensively an improvement. Now, people want to say, and you can point out that in 2019, 3 years ago, when he played for the White Sox, he had a great year where he batted 273, hit 18 home runs. So he does have a track record of being a decent offensive player. He's his career average is 243. But
clearly a disappointment in New York.
Right. That's why the Mets are trading him for a player to name later.
Right. Exactly.
The other thing that's I think worth mentioning, and I think that's kind of the most important thing actually, is Robinson Chirinos, our former backup catcher, had some of the worst defensive framing numbers as a catcher in baseball. McCann is above average with all those defensive metrics that people care about. McCann is above average in that. So if nothing else, we're getting an upgrade defensively in our backup catcher with McCann, which I think is a good thing.
Yeah, no, it doesn't hurt. Do you find it weird that when talking about the Orioles, he was told he'd get to play 80 games?
Yeah,
how's that going to work?
That seems like a really big number. Yeah, it seems like Mike Elias, well, he told Adam Frazier part of the pitch was you get to play second base every day, which caused some Orioles fans to kind of, what about Jordan Westberg and Joey Ortiz and these guys?
Right.
Kind of Norby. But Mike Elias, you know, clearly looks at Frazier as the average. And so I guess part of the pitch, I don't know if he had to pitch for a trade, if McCann had to approve it or whatever.
Well, he did. He did have to approve it because he had a bunch of no trade clauses. Okay. So he had some type of say in it.
Okay. But the 80 games, it's nice of Mike Elias to say. It's hard to imagine him getting there to that 80.
No, even with DH and first base, 80 seems really high.
Well, and the question would be, here's my question, though. And I could totally see, like, a lot more of Adley at DH, which means McCann goes to catch. I don't understand a world where McCann, I just read you his offensive numbers last year, batting under 200. We have so many better options. Why would McCann ever get a start at first or DH?
Correct.
Is beyond me, because anyone on the bench would be better at DH.
That's why the 80 games is so odd.
Right. Because that means I would assume he's going to catch 80 games, which means Adley will have to be DHing or playing first base for all those other games.
It doesn't make any sense. Yeah.
I don't see how Adley that works.
Take maybe 15 of those games and Adley's on the bench.
Right.
Then you've got another 65 where Adley's playing a different position.
That seems high.
I don't get it. That seems really high.
Yeah, I could see like maybe the 40 to 50 range. Right. McCann. 80 is pushing.
How many Sundays are in a season?
Yeah, I could see twice a week Adley getting the day off at catcher and playing DH or whatever.
Well, then, I guess so twice a week.
Yeah, so it's five out of seven games. You know, just do the math.
Right.
do the math as if I can do that math, man. But that's less than 80 games, is what I'm saying. So I'll be curious to see how they use them. I mean, I'm also curious to see what they do with Adam Frazier. If Adam Frazier is really the everyday second baseman all year, I'd be curious to see that. I think another thing we see here, Josh, as far as the bigger picture of Mike Elias' offseason, looking at it kind of from a more macro level, is Mike Elias he's not kind of bringing in superstars. He is getting slightly better at all these positions.
Which is what we've talked about the past couple of weeks, where it's like, it's not liftoff. It is an improvement.
Yeah. Kyle Gibson is a little better than Jordan Lyles. Frazier is a little better than Odor. McCann is a little better than Chirinos. So there is, like, we've gotten better at all these positions.
Right, but it's almost like, okay, so we gotten a little better. A little better is what the Mets are doing. The Mets are making moves to get a little better. They didn't win playoff games. They want to get just over that hump. The Orioles are getting a little better, but they also kind of played the bullpen. Like, the question is, can we, does getting a little better make us a little better next year?
Right. Does
or
that
do some people step back? Is our bullpen a little better than last year with Givens? Is our defense a little better now with Frazier and McCann? Is our offense now a little better? Or are we putting it all on Adley Gunner and the rest of the guys coming?
Well, that's the thing. And that's what makes these players that sign for huge amounts of monies, guys like Rendon, guys like Verlander, guys like Correa, is there's a track record. You have a pretty good idea of what they're going to do next year. We have very little idea what Mateo will do next year. I know everyone assumes give Gunnar Henderson the Rookie of the Year trophy.
Right.
Everyone assumes that. Even Adley Rutschman, there's this thing called sophomore slump, right?
Batista,
where players Perez. Take a step back in their second year as teams adjust.
Yeah.
Dean Kramer has had great year, bad year, great year. We have very few players with really good track records for multiple years. So you're right, Josh. We don't have that. So you can make an argument that this team could win 90 plus games. I could make that argument. If we play like we did last year, plus these additions, mean a few more wins, plus Grayson Rodriguez, you could get to 7 more wins with our additions and Grayson, 7 more wins. You could see that happening.
Right, but I could also argue that everyone takes a slight step back from last year, plus these additions, and we end up in the exact same place. Or the Red Sox have gotten better, the Blue Jays have gotten better, the Yankees have gotten better, the Rays have gotten better. We're the same. We're going to be in take a step back. I could argue that as well.
Yeah, you could even argue that. Well, I mean, I know we lost John Means last year, but that was really one of the only significant injuries. I know there were small injuries to Grayson and to Adley, but for the most part, this team stayed relatively healthy. We've seen teams, even as you know, every year, teams that just become decimated by injuries, where they have 2, 3, 4 guys get hurt.
Yeah.
If Grayson misses a bunch of games to start the season, that puts us in a really tough position. I mean, can you imagine if Adley or Gunner gets hurt? It just puts us in a really tough position. So all of this, I mean, and that's what you do when you just make incremental improvements. You're really banking on the improvements that were made last year continuing into this year, plus these new additions. And that's the scenario that gets you into the playoffs. If one of those things goes awry, you're kind of screwed.
Right. And everyone says that Elias is still looking for a pitcher and a left-handed bat. He didn't want to overpay for anyone, so you gotta imagine there's still trades to be happened. There's something that's gonna be happening, so we're not just incrementally better. I'd hope.
I don't know. I don't know.
But yeah,
it also could be he's. I mean, you could make the argument, right? Because there's not proven track records for guys like Cobb Bradish and Dean Kramer. Let's wait and see. Let's roll the dice. Wait and see. And then if we're competing at the All-Star break, maybe that's when you make your big move.
Right. He felt out free agency, and he said, I don't want to play in that game. He might do the exact same thing as far as trades. Call all the teams, be like, oh, I don't want to give that up. Move on.
Right. And maybe at the All-Star break, if all of a sudden, you know, Jordan Westberg and Connor Norby are banging on the door, then all of a sudden it becomes easier to trade a Mateo or Urias and get that starting pitcher, or even easier to trade a Westberg because his stock has gone up, and
or a Frazier.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like another year, another half of year for these prospects in the Orioles farm system will mean, it seems to me, under Mike Elias, these prospect stocks only go up every single year. So it's hard to imagine a situation where all of a sudden Jordan Westberg or Connor Norby or these other guys are Heston Kerstedt, these guys, their value plummets in the next half season. The past experience is that their stock always gets better every single year.
Okay.
So maybe they're in a better position at the All-Star break to make trades.
All right, so let's talk about a prospect. Tyler Nevins, who the Orioles cut this week in order to make room for McCann on the fourth man. Is that a case where
they
ran out of space, or they just didn't want to deal with Tyler Nevins anymore?
Yeah, I think to call him a prospect is pretty generous of you, Josh. What
he played six. He got in the majors last year for 58 games.
Yeah, he plays that kind of first base, third base, corner.
Yeah, he's a corner. Yeah,
defensive position. And I don't know this. What was McCann? It wasn't Givens that he was DFA'd for. It was McCann.
Oh, it was for McCann. Yes.
Okay. He was because it's just kind of. It would have been funny if it was for Givens, because he came over in the Givens trade.
Correct. Yeah.
Heaven Vavra came over in the Givens trade, so we cut the guy we got in the Givens trade, but then we got Givens back. He could clear waivers, though. I haven't heard him being picked up by another team. He could make his way back to Norfolk.
No, we were given a fourth-year minor league option with him, so he could bounce between minors and majors again if no one else picks him up. But he's been DFA'd.
Yeah, he'll be 26 this baseball season. So, you know, getting out of that prospect age range. But to me, this is really good. This makes me happy that Tyler Nevins gets getting DFA. It makes me happy because it shows, and I want Tyler Nevins obviously to do well. I wish him nothing but the best. But it shows that the Orioles are in a position where this guy might have been able to stay on the team 3 years ago. Certainly last year was able to stay on the team. Now we're getting to the point, hopefully, where we've had so many good players that these 4A players, I call them, not good enough really to be everyday major leaguers, but have been successful at AAA, these kind of 4A players. Well, we got so many good players, there's really not room for you. And listen, the 40-man's full, there could be more guys coming if we do add another starting pitcher or someone. There could be more guys gone from this. So, Tyler Nevins, it was not a surprising move. I hope he clears waivers. I hope he adds depth at Norfolk.
I don't really understand all the intricate details of the waivers, but I find it sad that you hit waivers and your dad's team doesn't immediately grab you.
Yeah.
Like the Angels renewed Phil Nevins for next year as manager.
And yeah, you got to imagine Phil Nevin made a call, right?
Right. You've got to, or at least Tyler made a call. Hey, Dad, can you get me? Can you pick me up?
Yeah.
I know the Angels are rocking and focused on next year, and they don't necessarily need him next year, but you'd still think, hey, get him in the organization.
Yeah.
It's interesting. Unless see there's no path. They've got players blocking him, and he wants his son to get to the majors.
Yeah. You think that's an awkward Christmas, though, when your dad won't put you on his team?
Yeah. All right. Dad, for Christmas, please just pick me up.
Yeah, that's all that's on my Christmas list.
I just want a minor league contract from the Angels. Just grab me, please.
Yeah. So that's it for Orioles news. You want to get to some New Year's resolutions?
All right. It's an awkward time to make New Year's resolutions for the Orioles because I feel like even more than when the season ended last year, I was so optimistic about this offseason for the Orioles and so optimistic that, hey, we got liftoff. We're going to make some moves. There's some good free agents available, and we didn't do anything. So, I'm glad we don't make our predictions until March, end of March, for wins and losses and stuff, because I really don't know where this team is going this year.
Yeah.
I feel confident about the future of this team. I don't know where this team is going this year. So it's
a weird feeling because I feel so fortunate, Josh. I was just thinking about this as I was thinking about my resolutions, thinking about how fortunate we are as Orioles fans to have Adley Rutschman, right? To have Gunnar Henderson. To have two of the best young stars in baseball playing for us right now, that pumps me up. To have Grayson Rodriguez, the best pitching prospect, coming. We have so many great young players who we've been watching in the minors for so long, and now, they're all here. They're all here. Grayson is here. Gunner's here, Adley's here, and I'm pumped about it. And so I know, like, it's been a disappointing offseason.
Right.
And it has been.
Their future is bright.
But it's still, like, even next year, we get to watch all those players. Guys yeah. we've been pining for the past several years, we get to watch them now in the majors every day play for the Orioles. Like, that's pretty cool. But you're right. The offseason has been disappointing.
But, yes, the second half of last year, I was watching every game to watch Adley and Gunner.
It was fun, yeah.
And now we got a full season of that.
And if you throw in Grayson. Yeah.
And, all right. So you want to start? Why don't you start and kick it off with some New Year's resolutions?
All right, this is for the Orioles and Mike Elias. All right, here's what you guys need. This is kind of Christmas wish list, but also like mark it on your to-do list for New Year's. The first one is give Adley Rutschman an extension. We see how expensive these free agents are. They're not going to get cheaper every year. They're going to get more expensive every year. The Orioles need to be smart financially as a mid-market team, if that's what they, or a small market team, if that's what they're claiming they are, and do what the Braves did and lock up these young players very early on in their career to save you money down the road. So that's my first one. Give Adley an extension.
All right. That's a good one. That's a good one. My first one is that this year we do not sign mediocre to low-level free agents off the waiver wire. No Bradley Phillips. No Aguilera.
I like.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
No. They're so meaningless to you that you even get their names wrong.
Brett Phillips. Sorry, I was trying to look up some New Year's music at the same time, and got my Phillips confused.
Yeah. So my next one is would just be, you know, you wish someone good health in the new year. I want good health for our team specifically. I want good health for our pitchers specifically. I want good health for our pitching prospects. Specifically, I want good health for D.L. Hall and Grayson Rodriguez. D.L. Hall had a healthy year last year, bless his heart. His first really healthy, full healthy year in several years. Grayson Rodriguez, who's been almost always healthy, last year had the back issue at the end of the year. We've been talked about these two pitching prospects for so long. I just want to see a full year of health and see what they're capable of. So, yeah, my next one is a healthy season for all our pitchers because pitchers get hurt so much, but especially for our top arms in D.L. Hall and Grayson Rodriguez.
All right. That's kind of a positive one. I'm pretty excited for that. My New Year's resolution for the Orioles is promotions. Find a way to pack the yard in 2023. I know all those young players are exciting, but you need something else to get those guys, all the Bro Dogs in Severna Park, into the stadium. We need to pack the yard this year. Very disappointed last year, even though it was an improvement. We got to find a way to get a bigger crowd into Camden Yards this year.
All right, I buy that, and I think the best promotion is winning baseball. But yeah, some good promotions would
but you didn't sign the big names. Carlos Correa, Carlos Rondon, those would have kicked things off early in the season. So you got to find a way to let people believe, because it's going to take until June for people to start getting excited and say, hey, this team's winning baseball.
Yep. My next resolution would be to figure out, and we talked about this before with no proven track records, figure out who's going to be the future starters of this team. Is Kyle Bradish, how good is Kyle Bradish? How good is Deacon Kramer? Is Dale Hall a starter? Austin Voth had an ERA of 3 when he was with the Orioles. Is he a future five-man rotation guy? So I think this year we need to decide, you know, who our starters are. Who are the starters of the future? Is Kyle Bradish, how good is Kyle Bradish? Could he be a number 3 on a World Series team? What about Dean Kramer? What about DL Hall, Austin Voth? Those guys in particular, those four names, Bradish, Kramer, Hall, and Voth, we got to find out how good these starters are this year.
Okay. All right, I like that. My next one's a little controversial.
Okay.
I would like this year to welcome Peter Angelos back to a game.
I like that.
Time is running out. I don't like the way the fans treat him. I'm in on the joke and all of Peter Angelos, but I don't think it's fair to how he's been treated when we have had some winning baseball under his ownership. There's bad owners of sports teams where the teams never win. Peter Angelos has put a lot of money into this team, and this team has won in the past. It's time to welcome him back into the stadium and keep Nasty Nestor on the outside.
Yeah, I agree with that one, Josh. I mean, we see what's going on right now with Dan Snyder.
Yes.
Peter Angelos was a bit of a menacing owner, but he hasn't been a menacing owner in a while. And his issues...
And the whole time, he's been wanting to win.
Yeah, and his issues are less serious and less maybe criminal than maybe some of Dan Snyder's issues are, and some other right. owners that we see. And so I think it's time. And I think there's also this dumb thing in sports, right, where we can forgive people who we hate if they win a World Series or something, or if they win. But here's a guy who may not be around for when the Orioles win that World Series.
Right. Time's running out.
Yeah, yeah. So I agree. I would be shocked, right, if Angelos showed his face.
Oh, me too. But I'd like it.
But I would love, yeah, for the Orioles to get off this Angelos hate. And that's something actually to watch this coming year too for the Orioles. Not really New Year's resolution as much as something to watch for is what happens with ownership here for the Orioles, because there very much could be a change in the coming year.
Well, that's another one of my resolutions coming up, touches that a little bit. But I also would think that the current state of Oriole fans, we've been Oriole fans forever.
Right.
There's this generation of 20-year-olds who grew up and got to see winning baseball when they were teens.
Yep, under Buck Showalter.
They have no reason to hate Peter Angelos.
Right.
So we need to let it go.
No,
time
I agree.
To move on, Baltimore.
I agree. So I'm sticking with, you can stick with the owner theme. I'm sticking with the pitching theme. Something I like to see in this coming new year, I think the Orioles should kind of resolve to do, is to have their pitchers pitch deeper into games. I was looking at this stat. This stat almost blew my mind, Josh. I was looking kind of at stats and making these resolutions. The Orioles in the American League were second to last in quality starts. They only had 41 quality starts.
And how many of those was Jordan Lyles?
And the majority of those, thank you for asking, with 12, was Jordan Lyles. He had the most, and then Dean Kramer had the second most. So the guy who had the most, the only guy who had double-digit quality starts for you is gone now.
Right.
If you compare that 41 number, the Astros had 94 quality starts. We had 41. If you look at the top teams in baseball, or in the American League, I just had the American League pulled up, the top teams in American League in quality starts, Astros, Mariners, Guardians, Blue Jays, Yankees, that's the top five. What do those five teams have in common? They all made the playoffs.
Yeah.
All the top five teams in quality starts made the playoffs. We were second to last. The bottom five, we're with the Athletics, Red Sox, Tigers, us, and Twins.
We got to get off that list.
Yeah.
Off that list.
And there's a couple things happening there, right, on why we're on that list. One of those is guys like Austin Voth, who had an ERA of 3, wasn't pitching past the fourth inning, right, or the fifth inning. Another thing happened there is innings limits of Tyler Wells. Tyler Wells pitching great, and they pulled him continually in the fifth inning. So we need to get past the innings limits. We need to get past guys being unable to pitch past the fifth inning. And for the sake of our bullpen, for the sake of kind of being a team who can consistently compete day in and day out, and this is why, again, getting that starter, Kyle Gibson is big, but getting another starter becomes big because, again, the stat is we only had 41 quality starts. That's 25% of our games compared to the Astros, who 58% of their games had a quality start. And we can praise, and we should praise, guys like Tyler Wells and Austin Voth, and even Dean Kramer, for what they did on the mound. But the reality of it is, even those guys got very few quality starts. So we need to find ways to get Voth and Wells and Kramer and Bradish to pitch deeper into the games more consistently, so we can use Jessup back in the bullpen, so we don't have to go to Keegan Aiken in the fifth inning, so we can win more baseball games. So that, I think, is a huge key for this coming year. And I tell you what, it'd be a lot easier if we had an Nathan Eovaldi on our team. But either way, something we need to do this new year is we need to resolve. This is a Hyde issue, an Elias issue, whatever. We need to resolve to get our pitchers to go deeper into games, to have more quality starts. And by the way, quality start, 6 innings pitched, 3 earned runs or less. We need more of those in Birdland.
Yeah, I agree. All right, I'm sticking on the ownership side with New Year's resolutions. And the Lerner family has been looking into, and they want to sell the Washington Nationals. They won their World Series. They're ready to sell the team. It's being really complicated because they are still in the courts with the Orioles over Masson. So my New Year's resolution for 2023 is for the Baltimore Orioles to get out of the courts. Solve the Masson deal. Get that over with so we know exactly how that works out. Then we can fix some of the major issues that are wrong with Masson, like Masson 1 and Masson 2. We can fix stuff. So get out of the courts for the Masson deal. Get out of the courts for this family drama over the ownership of the Orioles. You knock those things out, the Orioles know how much money they have. The Orioles know and can budget better in the future. And these stupid rumors about Nashville can go away. Get out of the courts for 2023.
Oh, but where's the fun in that? No more drama?
I want my drama in the ninth inning in Camden Yards.
Fair enough. My next resolution is to bring Brady Anderson back as director of player development.
No, it's not. Strength and nutrition.
It just makes me laugh so much when Brady Anderson gets dragged into the John and Lou Angelos drama. I love it so much when Brady Anderson gets dragged in there in his mysterious role with the Orioles. My last Orioles resolution is very simple. Make the playoffs. Right? That's why you're here. I'm going to be like Mike Elias and say winning the division is asking for too much, to quote Mike Elias. So just make the playoffs. They got a bunch of wild cards now, right? They got 3 wild card spots. Make one of those wild card spots. We got a lot of things working to our advantage. I think the rules, advantage Orioles.
The schedule,
advantage Orioles. So let's make this playoff run happen.
Yeah. No, I agree. And I think that's a great one to go out on, is to make the playoffs.
All right.
That's what it matters. Make the playoffs, then let's talk about winning the World Series.
Okay, so that's for the Orioles. You have any more Orioles ones? That's it?
That's it. You want to make? You ready for some Section 336 resolutions?
Oh, 336?
This personal?
I got some personal. I had trouble. Like, I wrote down 336, keep crushing it. I had trouble.
Keep crushing it.
I think we're doing awesome. We just got to keep on doing it. Yeah, no, I don't really have anything for 336.
All right, fine. Mine cross over, but yeah, let's go.
All right, so just personal. Josh, you know what I've never done in my life? I've been to, I think we can say, hundreds of major league or professional baseball games. If you combine minors with major, I think hundreds is an accurate number. I don't know where. I'm not at thousands, but I'm in the hundreds. Never have once caught or gotten like a live baseball, or even like a dead foul ball, like a all ball right off the bat.
I Does mine count when I caught that foul ball in spring training practice? Does that count?
Spring training practice.
Warm-ups, spring training warm-ups.
No.
It came off the bat at home plate.
It did. It did. Was that the one where the guy broke his arm chasing it?
No, he broke that. I caught one over on the first base side.
Okay. No, I mean
with a glove.
Yeah, no, I mean like live in the game. Like
what,
foul
what you,
ball.
You think
or, I mean, home run preferable.
Zach
even
Hampton
a foul ball.
Or whatever his name is now?
What?
What do you think? Is it Zach Hampton? Is that the ball hawk guy?
Yeah, but I don't want to be a ball. I just want one, Josh. I want one in my lifetime. Can I get one?
All right. I don't know that. I don't think that's how resolutions work, but all right. All right, I'll give you one.
Okay. I'll take it.
I think you get balls by random if you're not a ball hawk. So I don't think I can resolve.
That's not true.
Next year
that's,
I'm going to catch a ball in a game.
But no, that's not true. You can position yourself. You can position yourself.
All right.
I typically sit. Josh, can I tell you how many balls come up to section 336 where we sit?
None. We've
not
seen
many.
One in our life. One in 20 years.
Not many. So we can sit in positions that optimize our ability to catch to catch balls.
All right, I got a tip for you. Okay. I've tried this. Do not sit in the lower left field on a Sunday afternoon.
Okay.
In the summer. It sucks. It's so hot.
Well, yeah, and to be honest, what's probably the best option for a foul ball is that third base side.
Yeah.
You know, for foul
with
ball.
The seats where that
I can't
angled
do it.
Wrong. I can't do it.
My head. I have a crick in my neck for the next 2 weeks
from
having to turn my head to watch the game the whole time. I can't
or
do
that,
it.
Or that like section 7, I think it is. That's the one that's right before like towards the warehouse. That little section up in the corner. I think it's section 7 right up there. That's a bad one too. Foul balls go there all the time. I don't like watching games from there.
But there is a good seat, Josh, right by that if you go all the way up, maybe it's section 7. But right by there, right in front of the warehouse, last row, there's like a single seat by itself. And I was like, oh, that would be nice to sit in that single seat by myself. I kind of would like that, actually.
No, that's the nice thing about that section is there's a couple rows that are like 2, 3, 4 seats.
Yeah, or one.
or one, exactly.
I like that.
That is nice. All right, one of my resolutions is to travel more. I haven't traveled more in my 42 years. So I am now making a resolution, and the wife and I have already talked about this, where we are going to travel more every year and visit more cities, and we're using the Orioles schedule to help us hit some other cities so we can cross off more ballparks and check out the cities at the same time.
Do you know off the top of your head how many ballparks you've been to?
Yeah, we had the discussion recently. It's 7. 7 off the top of my head, but 2 of those ballparks are now extinct.
Oh, are you including Memorial Stadium in that?
Oh, no, I forgot that. That would be 8 extinct stadiums.
Oh.
I was counting the old Yankee Stadium and the old Braves Stadium.
Okay.
And then old Memorial. So I've been to 5 when I counted. So the goal is to hit more. I believe this year we will be hitting Atlanta, the new Atlanta, and we will be hitting Boston this year and checking out those towns.
Yeah, the Boston. I was looking at Boston, Judge. The schedule just doesn't work out. This
it's
is what
weekend.
Happens.
There's a nice weekend series for me.
But not in the summer. This is what happens with the unbalanced schedule. You don't play the teams. And we play them at the beginning of the year and then at the very end of the year.
Right. I was looking at a weekend in September.
Yeah.
For Boston. So those are the 2 cities we're planning on crossing off this list. And we've already planned that 2024 will be Seattle and Colorado for us.
You don't even know what the schedule will be like.
No, but we know we play every... The Mariners are in the American League, so we'll play there every year.
Okay, but it could be a Wednesday it could be a Wednesday in April or something.
I know we're just playing, but we're planning. We're planning to adjust, and we've got vacation time that we're going to travel. So we're trying to adjust, and we're planning. We're crossing these cities off as the way the schedule works is National League teams you play every other year, half of them at home, half of them away. So this year we're playing the Braves at home. Next year we'll play the Braves away. This year we're playing Miami at home, which means next year I'll make the trip down to Miami.
Okay.
Because we'll play in Miami.
All right. We're doing
a little plan.
All right. I had a similar one, though not quite as ambitious. I'm not in a position, a life position to travel.
Kids are a little older and stuff, so we have a little bit of chance to do that.
Yeah, but I did have on here, watch the Orioles play in Truist Park. So watch the play against the Braves. Okay.
Because we've already made those plans.
But John, I'm still putting it down. I haven't bought my ticket yet. I'm putting it down. It's something I want to do this year.
Look at the price of those tickets. I hope you get there.
This is why I didn't go last year to some random game. I want to go on a tour of the stadium. The tour of the stadium is like $50.
I've already reached out to some contacts to try to get us a discount on some tickets, or at least some good tickets at face value.
All right.
So I'm working on
that. Okay, Josh, can I just tell you something right now, though?
Yeah.
When you work on those contacts,
yeah.
Talk about the parking, please. I will pay full price for a ticket. Just help me out with the parking, because the parking is crazy.
I went above and beyond. I made phone calls seeing if they could get me into that hotel that's right there next to the stadium.
Oh, you can walk to the stadium?
No, it's connected to the stadium.
Oh, it's connected. I didn't know that.
Yeah. It's connected. It's $500 a night. So unless we want to put 12 people in one room.
It's not a Marriott, is it?
I don't know what it is. I'll have to look it up.
Okay, you got some Marriott points? I can get some really nice discounts at Marriott.
All right. We'll look. We'll see what that is.
Yeah. So my next one. Oh, no, you go. You go.
I'm up. All right. This is kind of.
I'm up. Okay, let me make something up real quick.
No, I've got a couple more. I've just had to keep track of my list because we're on personal stuff now.
Yeah.
My goal is in 10 years to be out on my own with like work from home types of jobs. So part of my resolution this year is to expand the businesses that I already have. Birdland Sports, Section 336, and some other stuff I'm working on.
Okay.
Like I never talk on here about how I make jewelry every single day and make these little necklaces. I need to expand that next year so that in 10 years when my kids are out of the house, I have a career set that I can do from anywhere in the world. That's my 10-year goal. So the first this year is to expand on that and get that stuff going.
All right, that's cool. I was just thinking about, we were talking about the business show AI, how my side hustle is I do this thing for a website where I level all the articles to be at like a 10th grade reading level, 7th grade level. That job is done. That job is not going to be here in 5 years. That's a ticket. I'm getting my money now.
I have a couple t-shirt companies, a podcasting company, and a jewelry making company. For now, I've got a little head start on AI. Yeah. And it is a Omni hotel that is connected to the Druist Park.
Oh, that's a shame.
But there's some other ones that are close by, but I don't see any Marriotts.
Oh, yeah. We should look at it. If there is a Marriott, I can get a good deal on that. I got a connection with Marriott. So my next one is to read more baseball books. One of my loves of reading when I was in high school, like I mean back into reading in high school, was David Haberstam. If anyone's read any David Haberstam's book, Summer 49 was my favorite. He also wrote Teammates, wrote a lot of baseball books.
I thought you were going to say Christopher Matthews.
It's not Christopher Matthews.
Yeah, it is. Is it?
No, it's Matthew Christopher.
Matthew Christopher.
Yeah, Matthew Christopher. I did buy Silas his first Matthew Christopher book.
All right, I bought Owen some Matt Christopher books as well.
Okay, and well, what's got me into it is there's
the boy
a series.
With the golden arm.
Yeah, yeah. We read like The Lucky Bat or something.
Yeah.
There's this series of like who was, and then it's a person's name. Though there's some like things too, like one of the books was like What Are Crop Circles? Like these books for kids. I was like, what is that? what are crop circles? It's like I kind of want to read that, but I'm not sure.
Make
if it's
you
right.
Think, oh, it's aliens. It's aliens. It's aliens. Actually, it's farmers. So.
No, actually, it's weird sound waves. It was. I don't want to get into this right now.
Tell me when you find pranksters. Tell me when you find the kids' book. Who is mutilating the cows? That's what I'm interested. Oh, I lost you. Are you there? We lost.
Okay, I'm back now, though.
Yeah. All right. Good.
I just froze for a second.
So you're getting into reading. Have you read The Fireballer yet?
By
Mark Stevens.
No, I'm going to read it, though.
All right. Start reading it. We're going to have him on the podcast in the next couple of weeks. I read the book on my cruise, and I loved it. So people should check it out. I think it might even be like free or really cheap if you have a Kindle. It just came out. Actually, I don't think it comes out till next week. But go pre-order it.
Okay.
Go pre-order it if you can. Very good about a pitcher, a fictional book about a pitcher that – pitches for the Baltimore Orioles.
Okay, Josh, three things real quick.
Yeah.
One, I've been distracted. Emily and I are reading, I've never read before, the Harry Potter series. We've just been going through it.
Okay. All right. Keep worshiping Satan.
Yeah. I know. I didn't read it when it came out in college because at Liberty we burned the book, so now I can go back and read it.
Okay.
But once I'm done that, I'll get into that. The second thing is, are you doing this whole podcast standing up? I just saw you walk away.
I do half of our podcast standing up.
I didn't know that. I assumed you were sitting.
No, I'm standing. I stand most of the time when we podcast. I stand.
I never knew that until you walked away to grab the book. I realized you didn't roll away. You walked away.
I stand for most of our podcast.
Okay. Thirdly,
I'm in the middle of Fairy Tale. If we're having some book talk.
Oh, it's so good, isn't it?
It's very good. Have you loved finished it?
Yeah, finished it.
All right, I'm halfway through. It's a very long book.
Yeah, it's very long.
But I'm halfway through.
Yeah. And sometimes Stephen King craps the ending. I thought this was actually a good ending. So I think it was really good. I thoroughly enjoyed it. It was one of those ones I hadn't had in a while, right? Like I just wanted to keep on reading it. And when I wasn't reading it, I was like thinking about it. That doesn't happen very often, but that was one of those books.
No, and that's how Fireball was, and that's now how Fairy Tale is for me. So once we finish Fairy Tale, we can have some book talk. I finish it.
The other book, and this is my third thing. What I was going to say is I got into reading these Who Was before I started talking about crop circles. The two we just read Who Was Jackie Robinson? And now me and Silas are reading Who Was Babe Ruth? And Silas, mine was blown that Babe Ruth was from Baltimore. His mind was blown by two things. One, that Babe Ruth from Baltimore. The second thing was that when he played for the Red Sox, he played at Fenway Park.
Okay.
Because like all these teams' names are different in the book, right? Like it's the Brooklyn Dodgers.
Right.
Names are different.
Yeah.
The New York Giants.
But
Boston Red Sox playing a Fenway, that's the one. It's just kind of crazy back in the day. So I'll start out with Fireballer and to get back into reading some more baseball books.
All right. You got any more resolutions over there?
Just two more quick ones.
All right, go ahead.
Go to opening day.
Yes, I totally missed it last year. I will be there.
Okay. Then the last one is I've been trying to do this for years. This is going to be the year I'm going to do it. Unsubscribe to the Orioles emails where every day 80% off.
Yeah,
and then
you
click on the site and there's like all items are 10% off and one item is like maybe 80% off wants.
I get those emails all the time from the Orioles and they come to my personal email. They come to Section 336. They come to Birdland Sports. They come to all three of my emails all the time and there's never anything of value.
And they're always like 12 more hours to save up to 70%. And I'm like, if I just wait 24 hours, there's going to be another 12 hours where I can get out of here, dude. Whoever does that thing, dude, you just got to calm down. And then you know what I got one today? This is what pushed me over the edge. And this is why I added it to the list. This pushed me over the edge. I got one yesterday, like a Christmas 70% off. And so I clicked on it and I started scrolling through to just look at the stuff. And then I didn't get anything, obviously. And then I exited out. And then within minutes, I got an email from Orioles again saying, thank you for visiting. Another email. Thank you for visiting because they knew I clicked on the website. I'm never going to click on the website again because that just means another email. So I'm done. I'm unsubscribing this year.
All right. I'm glad you brought this up about how the internet works. Here's because I had this issue today too. We're building a house and we're into this big neighborhood and whatever. And part of the conversation me and the wife are having is selling her car and buying a golf cart. It's like the Florida thing to do. So we've been having this conversation. So on Christmas Day, I just go to Kelly Blue Book and I'm like, let me see what your Jeep is valued at and what the price is. And we're doing some research. So I did that yesterday. And 8:00 this morning, I get a phone call from the Ford dealer salesman that I bought the Maverick from last year saying, hey, I got a note here that you're looking to sell your Jeep.
That's wild.
And now I cannot go on social media without it being an ad for a golf cart.
Yeah, that's wild.
I don't like how the internet works.
Yeah, that's creepy.
I gotta get some type of ad blocker or something. I'm getting creeped out by all this stuff.
Yeah.
So, but it does go into my final resolution.
Josh, just real quick before you get your final resolution,
another one that tacks on.
Well, I just searched my email. for Orioles and at Orioles.com. There's a few Papa John's that have leaked in there with Papa John Orioles promos, but I just search Orioles and I have, this is, I'm telling the truth right now. I can share my screen and show you. I have approximately 350 emails from Orioles.com, Josh. 350 that have accumulated there over the course of oh so many years that I've never bothered to even delete, just sitting in my inbox. So yeah, they're being unsubscribed to. 350.
I might have more than. Where do you see the number? Might be your inbox, might be different than mine. Mine says.
Well, I just it through. Says mine said 50 of many, and I just kept on.
Yeah, that's what mine says.
Next until I got to the end of the list.
All right. Well, mine now says, let's see, 250 of many.
Yeah.
300 of many. I'm already up into the 500s.
Okay, you have me.
When I just searched, Orioles.com.
Okay, so sometimes I might delete some of mine, and and you don't, but entirely way too many.
I'm back to, in 2017, and I'm in 600 to 700. So, yeah, that's a little too many Orioles. You might as well email Orioles, if you're going to do that, email me. Win or loss every day.
Oh, Josh, mine only go back to March. 350 just go back to March.
That just goes to March?
Just to March. We're not even a full 1 year.
Then maybe I've unsubscribed from that one. You went back to March.
I mean, I'm looking at them, Josh, and I'll let this go. But I got an email from Orioles.com.
You got a problem.
On March.
I don't get.
15th, that's from, 16th, from 17th, 18th, 19th, 20th. Every. Two on March 22nd, every single day almost, I get an email from them. Sometimes twice a day. It's amazing.
All right. I do not get that.
And they're always like 24 hours to save. And then late that day, 6 hours left.
Yeah, at the bottom of that, it says unsubscribe. I hate it so much. You should click on that.
All right. I'm going to do it next year.
So that's funny. My final resolution is to get better at social media, both personally and for the show. I want to get the show into TikTok and get TikTok active or YouTube or something where we're doing daily videos and stuff, especially since the tech gets easier where we can do a little TikTok thing and bring back 336 dailies and stuff. So social media is something across the board to get better at. If we're going to be the next generation, I got to be where that next generation is.
Yeah, no, I agree. I always want to be more active on social media too. And then I get on there and I don't want to do it anymore. But yeah, I agree.
Right. So that's my resolutions. You good with your resolutions?
Yeah, no, that's it. I said all the ones I wanted to say. I even said some I didn't even want to say. So right. I'm good.
As we get out of here, I thought I'd show you some mail I got this week. I got a bobblehead in the mail to commemorate Austin Hayes being the sixth player in Orioles history to hit for the cycle.
Oh, nice.
Did you remember that Austin Hayes hit for the cycle last June?
I had forgotten that.
I had forgotten until I got this thing in and I checked my emails. I ordered this. I ordered this on June 24th. So 2 days after he hits for the cycle, I paid Foco $70 for this bobblehead.
That's a cool bobblehead.
And I forgot about it, and then it just showed up last week.
That's a cool bobblehead.
That's a cool bobblehead, though.
Can you there's six? Can you name the other five?
There's eight. There's six. So I know. Who's the guy?
I can name three. I know for sure.
Who?
Austin Hayes. I can name four. I know for sure. Austin Hayes.
The second baseman we had did it.
Oh, I don't know, but Aubrey Huff did it. I know.
All right.
Felix PA did it. I remember.
Maybe PA is who I was thinking of.
And I know Cal Ripken did it once.
Right.
So those are four.
Well, Cal Ripken had the most opportunities to do it. And Brooks did it. I know that.
Okay. So Brooks, Cal, Aubrey, Felix, PA, Austin Hayes. Are you missing someone? Did someone do it more recently?
Let's see. Who? Six. Austin Hayes.
Did
I keep wanting to say Jamal Weeks, but I don't think it was Jamal Weeks.
It wasn't Jerry Hairston.
No, it was Jonathan Villar.
Oh, Villar. Yeah, that's right. He did do it. Yeah, Villar.
So there we go. And on that social media note, I want to be more like Adley Rushman working out in the snow. You see that video going around?
No, what?
Adley Rushman.
Oh, yeah.
Adley Rushman working out in the snow. Like, yeah. I don't even know what the exercise is he's doing.
It looks like a darn fool out there. But
he's shirtless, but wearing a hat. I don't know what the hat does if you're shirtless, but whatever.
I know most of the, you know, the head is where you capture and keep most of the heat in your body.
Yeah. All right. But you're wearing your Lululemon pants and then no shirt. I don't get it.
Yeah.
But okay.
Yeah.
It looks good. It looks good on social media.
Does it, though? I don't know.
I bet some girls ordered some Adley Rushman shirts after that.
Okay. My response was like,
I can do it. What's the big deal?
Find a gym, dude. What's the an in-home gym. Does your workout become stronger if you're doing it shirtless outside? In the ice? Does that make it a better workout?
Good point.
And it's not like you're working out for football to be played in February anyway.
Right. Does frostbite on your nipples make you hit the ball further?
Yeah, I don't know. But listen, whatever Adley's done in the past seems to be working for him. So keep on doing your thing, Adley. I'm going to hate on the guy. But yeah, I feel like if I had snow, we could do, it would be a good TikTok video, do some
working out in the snow.
Yeah. Do some replication of whatever he's doing. Us trying to.
Oh, it was cold enough in Georgia this weekend. Just no precipitation.
Yeah, that's cool. All right, ready to get out of here?
Yeah, last show of the year. Send it off like a bang. Isn't that the saying? Or what's the saying? Off with a bang?
I think you nailed it, Josh. I think you sent off with a bang.
No, what was your New Year's resolution about the show? Keep on rocking.
Keep on crushing it. I said keep on crushing it.
Crushing it. All right.
But you all right, rock the new year, whatever you want to do.
No, keep on crushing it is a great way to end the show.
Yeah. All right. Well, you can keep on crushing it. Help us keep on crushing it by supporting us on Patreon. You can find about that on section36.com. You can also go to iTunes and write us a preferably 5-star review.
Please use the phrase "crushing it" in your iTunes review this week. That would be the bonus words to get you extra points. Next week, use the term
today's bonus word "crushing it." Absolutely.
We did that over the summer, and that was fun, having a keyword that you have to put in your review.
Yeah, like that. We can bring that back once the season starts and the orders are good and people start listening again.
Right. So, you can crushing it.
Crushing it. You can follow me on Twitter, where I'm always crushing it, at section336. And you can follow Josh on Twitter.
At Josh Soroka, and check out the shirts at Birdland Sports.
All right, boys and girls, thanks for listening. And as always, go O's. Oh, and go Ravens.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of plan planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.